It's National Binge Day.
Nice. Let's binge.
Let's binge something.
Binge!
You can call in and tell us what you like to binge. AJ, you like to binge Facebook.
I do. I binge Facebook. I'll be on there for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It's nice, though. You communicate with everybody.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm either answering things or talking to people or I'm posting something and seeing the reaction and then, you know, saying, hey, screw you.
Yeah.
Getting the fights.
Or you're saying,
you know, I think TikTok will give you time spent.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think Facebook does, but I'd be interested in knowing your number.
I wouldn't mind knowing myself, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I know they give like a screen time thing on the phone. It says like, you know, 17 hours, you know?
It's
like,
that's quite high.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll give you a screen time?
Yeah. Yeah.
A Facebook screen time?
The screen time in general, yeah, in general.
So, screen time for the phone.
But most of the time on the phone, I'm on Facebook. I'm not sitting there like, you know, like texting people and stuff like that. I'm just on Facebook. I'm in the news feed.
You're doing
stuff.
Yeah. Gathering information. You're learning about people.
Exactly right.
What's important in their lives?
I'm looking for something, the next funny thing to post.
Scrolling past kid pictures.
Exactly. Really fast.
Yeah. Put thumbs down on the kids.
Putting up memes about your feelings.
Thumbs up on the feet.
First day of school. I'm like, bleh. Keep going.
First day of school. Horrible time of year for you.
The same thing. We get it. By the bus stop. We get it.
Thumbs down. Your kid.
We did it.
All right, let's write down. AJ, Facebook.
Facebook, yes. Hardly agree, yes.
What we binge.
Yes.
Colleen on the road.
So when they were doing new episodes, I would binge watch Chopped on Food TV.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Chopped.
Show.
Yeah.
Easy to binge.
God. That's the best.
It is so exciting.
Ted Allen, so those great. Guys.
Oh, I was actually live tweeting the episodes. You're like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Wow.
Why are you putting us with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those baskets they give to people, you know, a rack of lamb and like church jubilee.
Act like I have never seen this
Chopped
show.
What happens is it's a cooking competition hosted by Ted Allen.
Food Network?
Food Network.
Okay.
You got three celebrity guests, three celebrity chef judges.
Are they really?
They are chefs.
Celebrities?
They're all chefs.
They're Food Network celebrities.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Food Network celebrities
is
the right way to say
like,
it.
You know, got it. Most people you know. So
they have very successful restaurants.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Right.
So it's called names.
Chopped
Chopped.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what happens is you get three contestants. Well, first it's four contestants, and they give them a basket. The basket contains a whole bunch of different variety
of
things.
Okay, so it's not the supermarket one where they're running around grabbing
everything. No, they each get a basket.
I think that's the other guy.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
But these, the baskets have different things. Like, they may have, like, lamb chops and, like, you know,
but they all get
syrup.
The same baskets.
Yes. And everybody.
It's like, what can you do with this stuff?
And you have to use every ingredient in the basket. So if you get, like, gummy worms and a rack of lamb, you got to use them.
Yeah.
So what happens is they have X amount of time, like 20 minutes to make this.
So there's a definite level of chaos to it because you have very limited time to not just make a plan, but you have to basically start cooking as you're planning.
It's amazing, yeah.
Pressed you are for time.
And you're sharing a kitchen and you're running around to the pantry together and you're seeing each other right next to each other.
Well, what's in the pantry?
Everything else you need, like, you also
oranges,
need, like,
lemons,
stuff.
Seasoning,
all that stuff.
Rosemary, garlic,
whatever else you
so
need.
So the basket contains everything you need.
Has to be in there.
The pantry has other stuff you can use.
Right. Exactly.
You get the gummy worms and a salmon. You can make gummy salmon parmesan and then put pasta under if you want.
Well, it has to be edible also. They have to actually like it. And it has to be thought of, cooked, plated, and handed in. Within that time period.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so there's three rounds. First person eliminated, then three people.
We should do that on Stunt or Stupid.
What, make food?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
get baskets and...
Let's go. I will kill you.
You get bologna and marshmallow fluff.
Wait, now when you look at AJ and say, I will kill you,
do you mean you
will kill him and cook him?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not in the basket.
AJ's an ingredient.
I'm not in the basket.
You're a basket case.
Trust me, no one wants to eat me at all.
It is very easy to binge, but after a while you start to figure out like, oh, this person's talking too much. about the charity they're going to donate to, they're definitely gone.
Yeah.
Right.
The editing sells out.
It's like, oh, they're spending too much time on this person's backstory. And they're not making it to round two.
And the worst, when you see the person who you're rooting for is cooking and you see they forgot an ingredient.
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot the whole lamb is still in the oven.
Right.
You idiot, Craig!
Right. Or sometimes they'll burn something accidentally.
Yeah.
And now they got to try and recoup from that.
Hey, Colleen, you sound weird because there's clearly no fans of that show on this show.
I will watch hours of that too.
What's the longest you think you spent watching that show?
I would say about like 4 hours.
Wow.
I mean, that's straight episodes. Yeah. So it's just easy if you just need to zone out.
Yeah, it'll like, time goes by real
fast. That autoplay really gets dangerous. They just roll right into the next one.
Yep.
Yes.
Four hours doesn't seem. What are they? Half hour episodes? So you'll watch like eight in a row?
Yeah, but they're made for TV, so they're like 22 really.
Yeah,
right. So they really zip right by,
and you get so hungry afterwards.
You start to get like favorite chefs that guest host. You're like, oh, good, this guy's on. He's gonna burn them.
Yeah, that I'll binge watch that, and I'll also binge watch Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah,
that's good too.
Those are both easy to binge.
And his wife loved that.
Yep.
Mm. Wow. So I'm just getting to know AJ a little bit more now. So it's like Facebook and Food Network.
Yes. Food likes F.
Food feet. Yeah. Food Network, yes.
Feet, Facebook, food.
Right. And food.
Fs.
There's another F.
Thank you.
Mary in East Hartford.
Hi, good morning. First of all, I got to agree with AJ with the Triple D's is kind of always on in the background of my house because I have kids.
Yep.
Love that show. But my favorite new binge watch show is The Morning Show. It's so good.
That's Apple TV?
Yeah.
That's what, Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, they meant us.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. You guys don't like her?
Steve Carell, too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's so many good people on it, and, like, it just never skips a beat. It's constant, like, just, I don't know. It's crazy. It's really good.
Nice. Would you say it's more drama or more comedy?
Oh, definitely more drama, for sure.
Okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I love them both.
Yeah.
I think I would get hooked to that, especially, you know, we work in radio, so you're watching this. It's behind the scenes of a television
show. So you can relate.
Show.
Yeah. Mm. You can relate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm binging too. I love that show. It's so good. It's so good.
And it goes from like the craziness of like, it kind of starts off with like the Me Too movement stuff, but then like, you know, and how like the network deals with that, and then into like COVID, and they have some like just really crazy scenes of like, you know, New York with like nobody in it. And I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm only in season one. Haven't gotten there yet. Don't
how many seasons are?
I won't say anything.
How many seasons are out?
We
just
three.
Started the third one.
Oh, that's good. That's a good number.
Yeah.
Because when you watch episode one, you're like, I could do three seasons.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're not so far. It's not like 17. It's like this is too much to even.
But
try
also,
to compute.
If it's just one season, then you're like, I'll wait till there's two or three. I don't want to start binging.
Yeah, I want to binge.
Yeah, I want to go.
Right. Got to binge. I can't start getting into it. Then be like, there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need the fix.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a good one.
Oh, so good. So good. I'm so glad you said
that. My 3-year-old's here, too, and she says Spider-Man and Friends for her binge show.
It's a good show.
Spider-Man and Friends?
Yeah.
Oh.
How old is she?
24.
She just turned 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spider-Man and Friends.
Right.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Kids like Friends.
Okay, and spiders.
And
yeah. Thank you, Mary.
It's kind of weird.
Okay.
Bye. We'll keep that to ourselves here.
Yeah, I've seen that advertised. Anytime you go on Apple TV, it's up there, The Morning Show.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like us for a second on Twitch. Like, oh, hey, thank you.
They're pushing that. Even on like Roku, you'll see their dumb heads in the corner. They're like, watch this. It's like, all right.
Right.
Yeah, if Ted Lasso's not coming back, they're going to need to find something to keep people around.
Yeah.
Right. Breaking Bad, I binge-watched.
Yeah.
I've never watched it yet.
Walking Dead. Dexter.
Oh, Dexter's great.
Dexter was a good one to binge watch because Jennifer wasn't interested, so I was able to just watch it on my own schedule.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, I have to wait until 8 o'clock when we're all settled down and then we'll sit down together.
Don't watch one without me.
How do you feel, really?
No, but it's great because you get a free moment. It's I'm going to watch an episode.
Right.
I was on vacation, and we didn't do anything. She worked that week,
right?
Actually, and I was on vacation. And I wish I had a camera set up so you could watch my beard grow.
Oh yeah.
So I was on that friggin' couch.
The time
I went
lapse.
Through episode after episode after episode. She would walk in the door and say, "What happened?" It's like, I don't have enough time to tell you.
No. Right.
Everything's changed.
The autoplay's
changed.
It's down to 12 seconds. You have 12 seconds to sit down and get caught up.
All you got to say is sandwich.
Read the Wikipedia between season 4 and 9.
I don't see
because
no
that's
sandwich.
Where I am now.
Who's this person now? Shut up!
Right.
Oh, they're gone. They're dead already.
Yeah. Well, coming home to 8 hours of chess, training to be a serial killer. That's a good time. I've got new knowledge now.
That's right.
Wait, this guy's missing an eye now? Get out of here!
Why is there plastic on the floor? Matt and Danbury.
Hey, do you guys remember the show, FX show? Back in the early 2000s, called The Shield.
Yeah,
LAPD detective.
Love that.
Yeah, I know of it. Didn't watch it, but I know of it.
That is a phenomenal show that you just watch through and through and through, and you can't keep your eyes off it.
Yeah, and they very slowly you see how these people, these cops, bend.
Oh,
and it was like the first show I saw where it wasn't, you know, black and white. Right. There's good and there's bad. It's the first show I remember watching where it's like, this is here gray.
Yeah,
you're in a gray area.
Right, right.
And you see over the course of seasons where these guys get worse and worse, and then you're like, I'm still rooting for them, but man, these guys are not good cops.
Yeah. They are bad cops.
Yeah. It kind of set the tone for anything and everything. It was a whole new drama and genre that they just put in. So it's pretty timeless, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, that was after The Sopranos, right?
Don't they say time? I want to say before.
Almost the same time, I think.
Almost the same time.
Yeah, Sopranos started, I think, in like 98 or something like that, and this started in like 2001.
Yeah, okay. That was a good one. I watched every episode of that one, too.
The fat guy who played the thing.
Absolutely.
What was his name?
Yeah, Chiklis. Michael Chiklis.
Chiklis. There you go.
Yeah.
Michael Chiklis, Vic Mackey.
I can't spell it.
Chiklis. Right.
It looks nothing like how it's pronounced.
No, that is a good one.
Yeah.
The next one is My Son and Paw Patrol.
Yeah. Oh, God. My nieces were into that for a while. God.
You have my sympathy.
It's just all the time.
You know, if you flip a breaker switch, the TV goes out.
But the cop one got canceled.
Find it and turn it on. It's incredible what he can do.
Wow.
So, take care, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, there have been times on vacation. I think, wow, man, I'm a loser. I've been sitting here for 3 days. I wake up and I start watching.
Yeah.
I don't even need to change my shirt. It's just my couch shirt.
It's just my shirt.
Who am I going to say? Who am I going to impress?
Right.
Nobody.
I did that last week.
Somewhere around 11:45, I say, it's almost noon.
Yeah.
I can have a beer soon.
Right. I'll have a beer while I watch this. Yeah.
It's a weird watch. Right, right.
So it's lunchtime. There are other people having beers now. I can have a beer.
Right. If it's New Zealand, it's already night.
Jennifer gets on like, how are you doing?
And they were so happy to see that, right?
You killed the lady. I didn't think you killed the lady.
Look at you while I was working. You're sitting here drunk.
Hey.
Look at you. You got breakfast beer on your couch shirt.
Breakfast beer.
Eat the Cheeto on your chin.
I'd take a nap, and then I'd get up. I would think about doing stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Wake up. Watch TV. I'm tired. I'm take a nap.
That's right.
I do stuff all the time.
Justified.
On the couch.
One episode will wake me up, and then I'll do stuff, and you watch 4 more episodes. I've done that all the time.
I do stuff all the time. I don't do stuff today.
Right. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I've done stuff my whole life. Right now, I could just sit here and watch this.
It only happened once when I first discovered a TV show called Rainbow Academy on Netflix.
Oh,
I caught one.
Well, we made you watch something new.
Yeah, but that wasn't the time. I just went there. I was flipping through.
Rainbow Academy?
Well, I know Umbrella
Academy. Umbrella Academy. I'm sorry. Umbrella Academy. I knew something like that.
The exact opposite.
Right, yeah. Umbrella Academy.
You got nothing
Rainbow's
out of
the
show.
Sequel.
And I sat down, and I'm like, what is the show? And the next thing I know.
Rainbow Academy is a children's show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Reading Rainbow, I know.
With LeVar Burton. But I started watching one show, and it was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you got hooked. That's what happened.
The next thing I know, it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, what the hell happened? Where'd the day go?
Those episodes just flow right into each other. That show, that's good.
Exactly.
That's right. When there are cameras installed in everyone's house, we could grab that, you know, and you just do the time lapse.
Yeah.
You just do, like, put it in fast forward.
Right.
And you just see the glow of the television on you, and then, oh, it's morning.
Right.
Oh, it's midday.
Right.
Oh, it's dusk.
Beard grows.
It's evening. It's the middle of the night.
Beard grows in. Fly suddenly appear.
Yeah. Fly dies.
Right.
I think they just peed on the couch. They didn't move.
Box of takeout will start accumulating around you.
It's so nice, though, to do that. Because, you know, life, you're just running around busy.
Yeah.
We're just talking about binging because it's National Binge Day. There's other things you could binge, too, like food.
Coke. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Dude.
Had a few friends like that.
We did live through the 80s.
Yes, we did.
Jeez. Spencer and Guilford.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, good morning.
I just finished watching this show. My friend was told, you got to watch this. And I saw, like, the first episode, and it's like, He says, no, you got to watch at least a couple episodes, and it's Ozark.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Oh, my God.
I agree. Yep. But then folks like Pushers, they try and get you to watch it, too. Like, you got to watch Ozark.
I think that was this is a response to someone watched Breaking Bad and then went into some Hollywood office and said, we need something like
that. Right. Show.
Where you see someone who's starting out good and then they go bad. Right. And they slowly go real bad.
Yeah.
And I know. It's a great show. I love anything Jason Bateman's in.
Yeah.
That and I was watching this cop show called Southland.
I've heard good things.
That was with that guy that was in Gotham.
I heard of Southland.
Heard of it.
Someone told me about this.
No idea, though.
I've never seen it.
Right.
All right. Anyway, guys, have a nice day.
All right, I'm writing that down.